Blog Talk Radio.
It's showtime.
Greetings and welcome to Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show, where we talk about disability rights, disability services, and your disability dollar. Your voice and advocate, voice your concerns, voice your opinion, but please let your voice be heard. Our mission is to bring to you the people, the places, and the things that can change your life for the better, which is inclusion into society, which is living more independently in your home and in your community. America, welcome to Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Reverend Radio Ray Razor, your friendly neighborhood networker. Our motto is, increase your network and you'll increase your network. And behind microphone number two is the hostess with the mostest, Miss Renee. Again, welcome to you, our listening audience, to Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. Again, I am your host, Reverend Radio Ray Razor. Although I've been blind for more than 55 years, when I was a mere lad at 13, a big firecracker, which we call a cherry bomb, in the DMV exploded and blinded me in both of my eyes. But in spite of that, every morning I rise, I feel blessed, highly favored, and I know God is good. Greetings, and how are you today, Miss Renee?
Reverend Ray, I am great. I'm loving the trees coming in. It's beautiful and green and lush where I live. And I want to thank you for springing for these upgrade on these new headphones. These are nice.
You're more than welcome. And,
yeah, the little gerbil
sometimes...
was tired of running around trying to keep the power up. So these would work. He's relaxed. He's retired to Sarasota, Florida.
All right, good. And, sometimes we get so caught up in the show and time run out, so I want to right up front say happy Mother's Day to you and all the mothers in our listening audience and have been our previous guests. Happy Mother's Day to all you and all the mothers. And I'm sure
you've
been appreciated for being a good mommy, I'm sure.
Well, I appreciate that. You know something, Rev? I just want to put this in. You know, in the UK, they call it Mothering Sunday, and I love it because it includes people who may not have been biological mothers, but are godmothers, aunties, foster mothers. So just want to say to all women who have acted in some capacity of being a mother, happy Mother's Day. Just want to broaden the definition.
All righty. Something I heard over the radio today, I just want to comment on. Here in, I say the DMV, and that's for those who know, that's the District of Columbia, Maryland, and Virginia. And the Virginia governor just put out today that all the Virginia government workers have to come back to work. The COVID thing is over with. It'll be up to individual departments who can do telework from home. And I also heard another report that people are still leaving their jobs, resigning from their jobs, because they have realized that working and the type of work they do wasn't it just took so much from their real life. And so I'm hearing that the employers now have to give the employees more independence, have to give them, a lot of more things in terms of work condition, not just the money, but the working conditions of employees. So that's really interesting. I know here in Peachtree County, or Maryland, Governor Hogan
right.
has
Prince George's County, Maryland, right?
The Governor Hogan has not done that in terms of you know, everybody has to. But that's what I understand. Virginia, the governor, the new governor, is telling people they got to get back to work. COVID, whatever, is over with. So it's going to be interesting to see how that, you know, affects other, especially here, because whatever Virginia, Maryland, and D.C. do, it affects the whole tri area. So that's going to be interesting. But anyway, Ms. Renee, be that as it may, is there a lineup for today?
Well, our show rundown is at The Adventures of Mr. Ray and Ms. Raven. And then in the news, the good, the bad, and the ugly, news which affects the disability and senior communities. And we sign off with your call to action. And would you like to hear who our guest is going to be, or would you like to do your intro first?
I'd like to hear what our guest is going to be first. These people riveted it to their radios.
Well, she is riveting. Many of us are dipping our toes back into the travel waters post-COVID, just as you talked about going back to work. And our guest, Audrey Hyman of Hyman Travel, is here to give us the latest on travel.
All righty. Okay. So, you know, I like to start the show with the adventures of Reverend Ray and the German Shepherd seeing that dog, number 7, Miss Raven, that dog of wonder. And it is brought to you by the Big Bad Wolf, Wolf, W-O-O-F, Wolf, Wolf. And please, you can go to their website, and that is thebigbadwolf.com. And you can call them at 202-747-3434, 202-747-3434, and the proprietor, Miss, and let her know you heard it on Sight and Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. And before delivery was vogue, Miss Penny and them was delivering dog food and all kind of stuff for your pets to you. So just let her know you heard it on Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio, and she'll probably drop a little special treat there for your pet. But the adventures of Reverend Ray, the German Shepherd, seeing that dog, Miss Raven. Now, I haven't had much adventures because of COVID. Reverend Ray is one of those people that got under, you know, some of these different little medical problems stuff, so he got to be careful. But where I work at the county building I work in, I work for a councilman, and so, you know, we have a number of people come in and have meetings with them. So, interesting, today I went out to take Miss Raven out to relieve herself around lunchtime, and so as I was coming back in, there was people standing there, you know, and they asked, and they said, you know, it was a group of people, about 5 of them, and they was coming in to see one of the council people, you know, to pitch whatever, you know, they was pitching. And they asked me, can they ask some questions about the dog? And I said, yeah, and they wanted to know if they could pet the dog and all that. And so they was asking me questions about the guide dog. They say they have never, you know, always heard or seen on TV, but never seen a real person with a guide dog. And they were just fascinated with the dog, you know, not, you know, told them about the dog and everything. And I'm saying that to say this, to those who have guide dogs, you might be the only person that a person or people might see with your service animal. So a couple of things. You need to keep your dog well-groomed. You need to comport yourself and the dog in the way that you was trained. Because you just never know, and I know sometimes it's irritating that, you know, you keep getting stopped by people that want to know about the dog, but, hey, you're an ambassador, and that's just part of having a guide dog. I mean, people want to stop you, so you can't be short with people and all. And, you know, now for spending, I don't know, maybe about 10 minutes with the people talking about the dog and all that, and they, you know, asked me what school I got it from, and they said they, you know, they never, they would just heard about it, but they want to, they saw how important this dog was to enable me, to give me the independence as a blind person to get around, and, you know, and it was just fascinating to them that I worked for a council person and really what I was doing, and they asked to come up and see the equipment, and so, you know, so I came in, brought them into my office, showed them about my talking computer software and some of the other devices that I use, the Braille and speak, I mean, a note taker and some of the other equipment and all of that I use. And they were just fascinated. A couple of people that are from, you know, other parts of the country, they just never seen that. And they didn't know that they had this equipment for people with disability to give them the kind of independence and aid to be able to be employed. So I'm just saying, in terms of blind people and people with service animals and all, you just never know. And so they want, you know, so they say they're going to make a donation to CNI because they can see how important, you know, it is to have a support. Yeah, so they wanted to know
That's
the information
great.
And all, and they wanted to know my name so they can let them know, you know, that they met a Reverend Ray Razor, and he was very kind with his time and stuff. And my boss here, Mr. Hawkins, he's here today. He's the council person. He's the chair of the council for Preview County. And he interacted, and, you know, and he was gracious enough to talk, let me talk to them and bring them to the office and all of that. So I'm just saying to say, even though this information you just never know, you know, you just never know. But I just wanted to say to those who have guide dogs, like I say, sometimes, I tell Ms. Renee, sometimes when I'm traveling and coming home on the subway and stuff, and it gets sometimes being a poster child, everybody want to come up, talk to the dog, and they crying about the dog that they lost when they was young and you know, and everything, and Fifi and King and all them, and they crying, and I say, so sometimes it gets kind of stuff. But if you know that you got a guide dog, you know this is just going to happen because people just, like I say, you might be the only person that people ever seen with a guide dog. So they're going to take curious and ask questions. So that's the Adventures of Reverend Ray and the seeing that guide dog, Mr. Raven, number 7. And they're brought to you by, again, the Big Bad Wolf. So go to the website, thebigbadwolf.com, and that wolf is W-O-O-F, wolf, wolf. Back over to you, Ms. Renee.
Well, I want to give our guest another little introduction. Again, post-COVID, a lot of us are getting back out there and traveling, and our guest, Audrey Hyman of Hyman Travel, is here to give us the latest on travel. Welcome, Audrey.
Welcome.
Thank you, Renee. Thank you.
Glad
to be here.
We're glad to have you back because you was our specialist a while back about travel. So glad to have you back and reintroducing you to our audience. So, Ms. Renee, blast away. maybe I should use that word these days.
No, we shouldn't. I mean, did you grow up traveling?
Yes, well, not necessarily grow up, but I did get into the travel business. My love for travel started back in the 80s, right after my daughter was born. I was teaching in D.C. public schools, and I was looking for a way that I could travel without spending top dollar because, you know, D.C. teachers don't make a whole lot of money, especially in the 70s and the 80s. So I was looking for an easy way to travel that didn't cost a lot of money, and teaching seemed to be my best avenue because of the holidays. So I started traveling during the Easter break, Christmas break, and, of course, during the summers. So that's really when I started.
So how many countries have you visited?
I have been to all the continents except Antarctica. You know, we have 7 continents. I've been to 6. And Antarctica is on my bucket list. So hopefully that will be in the near future. Mm-hmm.
So do you have a favorite place that you visit or that you have visited?
You know, that question comes up to me a lot. And it's really hard to answer that because each place is unique. And you really can't compare them. But I think if I had to choose one or two, I think number one would be when I went to Israel, to the Holy Land. And I had a chance to go with my husband, Alex. So that we don't normally travel together a lot, but that was one that really stands out to me. And then when I went to Egypt, that's another one because I was fascinated to see the pyramids and the Sphinx and the, you know, all the things that I had been reading about. So those two are two of my favorites. And then the one with my daughter, of course, I love Barcelona. So that's the third. But each of them, each place I visited has left an impression on me. So all the places that I visited, I would love to go back again.
I have bad news for both of you. For some reason, the board has gone blank. We have no audio. We have no board.
We hear you.
No. But we are not on air. We're not recording.
Okay.
We're not recording. I don't think I kept hearing in my ear 60 seconds and that kind of thing, which was giving me my countdown. But I'm afraid we don't have any time left on the on-air clock.
It's counting down?
It's counted out. We're out. Yeah.
Okay.
There wasn't enough time on there.
Technical. Okay, so we got to close the show then. Is that what you're saying? Can we pick up next week?
I will be in Savannah, Georgia, in Charleston next Friday. I'll be back on, I believe, on the 16th.
So can
would
we
you
do
be
it the
willing
following
to be our
weekend?
Guest for, yeah, the 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks from now.
Yeah. What's the date?
What would that date be? The 20?
What's the date? The day is the 6th. It'd be the 20th.
The 20th would be fine.
Okay, put it down for the 20th, and we'll do part two and find out from our technical people what's going on.
Okay. Audrey's so sorry this didn't work out, but we'll look forward to it next time.
Let me
ask you a question real quick. Have you been to Alaska?
Yes, I have.
Oh, wow.
That's one of my questions.
All right, Ms. Renee. And Ms. Renee, you sound good on your new earphones. Sorry that the show only went a couple of minutes. Okay. All right.
I know.
Thank you so much.
Okay. That's on my bucket list.
Yes.
So I definitely want to see it. I want to go to Savannah. Yes. All right, my friend.
Thank you so much. I will give you a call on the 20th. I'll put it on my calendar at the same time.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate
your question.
Okay, that'll work.
All right, Mr. Nick.
Bye-bye.
Signing off. I'll talk to you. Thank you. God bless.